Alfred DaCosta, your host of the L4H podcast, sitting in my office with my son after school. He is coloring a quilt. Today's episode is talking about three things happening currently this week in the world of our young people. This message is to my Bible class, my 9th and 10th grade Bible class, but it's also for those of you, my dedicated and committed listeners, who somehow tune in even when I've been gone for several days or weeks or months. Hope you've been okay during this COVID-19 pandemic. Three things this week have taken place. So this week, both NBC News and Rolling Stone report that dieting and weight loss trends on TikTok have a harmful effect on young women's body image, sometimes even triggering disordered exercise eating. And so you guys, my junior Bible class, young ladies, and any other young ladies listening, it is to my understanding that many of you all, or those in your age range, flock to TikTok because of how different and fun it feels compared to a lot of the other social media platforms that are very politics-ridden, like Facebook, or overly polished like Instagram. But it is still, in fact, a social media platform that relies heavily on the content made by you guys. And we've seen with Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and even smaller social platforms, you all are dealing with, or maybe even friends of yours, are dealing with insecurities, temptations that always find their way into social media. So it doesn't matter what generation you are. But even for the Generation Z, is a more socially aware than previous generations such as mine and others you may know. But you guys are still going through the same stages of development and this episode is simply a reminder that we need to be talking about this stuff. So my question to you, if you are doing some thoughtful writing or sharing about this topic, is I want to know about how you feel about beauty, about self-worth, about body image, and does social media affect those things? The other thing I wanted to talk about is the new feature on Instagram, which you've probably already heard that TikTok is going to be ixnayed. It's going to be removed. It's going to be banned. And so they're coming up with this TikTok copycat called Reels. Have you heard of it? Do you know how it works? Maybe you can help me out with it. I haven't tried it yet. But all of that to say, I don't even think TikTok is going anywhere because I've been hearing things about it. I can't be sure that it really is going anywhere. So, your thoughts on Reels. The third thing I want to share is dealing with the rise of anxiety, especially even fear over the past few months. How are you dealing with that? How is that affecting your life? Regardless of what we learn, with all of the uncertainty, with this global pandemic, school closures. I heard that all the public schools are closing now, at least the fifth graders on up. I'm hearing that sports programs are going away. That's my son in the background. And so it must feel a certain kind of way. I'd like to know how you feel about that. With all the police violence, the protests, the riots, the political squabbling, it can be overwhelming in some ways. Maybe none of this affects you. Maybe some of it does. I'm curious to know how this affects you. You can call into the station and share your thoughts. Also, those of you in my Bible class would like to know your input, you can submit your thoughts on paper and turn it into me for extra lemons. Yep, those of you listening, my class earns lemons. So that's it for this episode. The three topics we're talking about: how TikTok and or aka social media affects your body image, your beauty, how you feel about your own beauty, self-worth, and body image. Second thing is the TikTok copycat reels, which is in Instagram. Curious to know how it works and how you feel about it. And then finally, just dealing with normalcy. How are you dealing with a global pandemic in your life with all of the additional pieces like police violence, protests, riots, political squabbling, physical distancing, all of that, all added together. The cancellations of your school programs, sports, fill in the blank. So please pray, do share, and I'll be looking forward to talking about this more in depth. Alfred DaCosta, your host of the L4H podcast, over and out.